next item was removed. Item number 12 is Mr. Natural Bottled Water, conditional use number 1536, determination of use on Route 17.
The county council approved a conditional use May 18th of 2004 for an office and warehouse for a bottled water company. The office and the warehouse have been established. At this current time, the owner has rented the office to a one-person accountant. One of our inspectors sent a violation to him. Now the owner is requesting permission to continue to use the office for the accountant and raise the question, would you require a new public hearing since the office is for a bottled water company?
So the approval was, we were thinking that that the office was going to be used by Mr. Natural.
Yeah, in the title it was for an office and warehouse for a bottled water company.
Instead, it's just an office for an accountant?
At this time, yes.
At this time.
Mm. The bottled water company in there?
They're in the warehouse.
It's got to be amended.
One of the problems we've had with some of the descriptions when we go on conditional uses, it gets real specific. We had a problem with hearing chiropractic.
Yeah. Well, specific.
But this is still an office.
Yeah.
This is not a.
But when somebody.
That's not a doctor. They were kind of. Well, it does say water company there, didn't it?
Yeah. That's the problem, is it was pretty specific.
Yeah. I mean, that's what he asked for.
Well, just in time.
Do we want to hear it?
I got yelled at by Robin for coughing all over the tape in there.
Well, Counselor, you're just in time to help us out here.
Which one are we on?
The Mr. Natural Bottled Water determination of use. The conditional use specifically stated office and warehouse for a bottled water company. The bottled water company is in the warehouse, but an accountant, one-person accountant, is in the office, which is not was not an approved use.
A separate accountant, I guess.
Apparently,
it's not like
yes.
The business, right?
Yeah, it's not affiliated with the bottled water. And the question is, what are our alternatives here?
We've had that problem before, and the word is and.
Office and.
You got a little option there. You got a little floater.
Office and.
Or an office and warehousing for a bottle of water.
Or, yeah.
So I guess what you're suggesting, Mr. Lank, is that it's ambiguous because it doesn't say office for bottle warehouse company and warehouse for bottle warehouse company.
That's just from dealing with certain county attorneys over
a period of time. Well, I can tell you how I feel about it.
The word and or has got a big, when you read a sentence, you got to look at it if it's almost two different things.
Well, in this particular instance, I don't think it's any more, it's a use that has any more impact than it would be otherwise. It's still being used as an office. In fact, the accountant probably has less impact. It doesn't bother me too much, but we have to do things the right way, and that's why we're deferring to you, Counselor.
The only thing I will suggest is I haven't reviewed the May 18, 2004 approval, except for what's in Shane's notes. We did make somebody go through for, what was it? Well, that was for a change from a chiropractor.
Aaron chiropractor.
To an office. So that was a doctor to an office.
Right.
Is that what that scenario was? I'm just trying to remember the most recent situation.
That was probably one of the few. It was Herring Chiropractic, and it was approved specifically as a chiropractic office.
The other thing,
but he wasn't coming back in for like a doctor's office, or
he just came back. He came back for B1, but
B1, yeah, because he wanted more.
People kept coming in, and they were a realtor, they were another doctor. I talked to several, and they all wanted to use that office, but they didn't want to have to wait. I mean, he lost several sales from it because he had to go back through the process. He ended up getting expedited.
No, I was going to say,
saved him probably a year.
That's what I was going to say. Was the other thing we could do is if we feel like we have to act on it, we could expedite it for him. I don't think it's a
problem, but we have to do it the right way.
Yeah, I mean, that particular decision, it didn't say, well, I haven't seen the decision.
Would you like to have time to look at it and make render an opinion? Or are you going to look at it right now and render an opinion? That music they usually play with Jeopardy when they're... Somebody wants to sing that for us while Mr. Robertson...
Mr. Willard's not still there, is he?
Of course, we could...
actually, what it says...
We could suspend this and go on to the next one if you want.
No, I think the county council... Well, what's... Give me a second. An office and warehousing... The findings of fact is the proposed use is for an office with retail sales and a warehouse for bottled water company. I mean, it seems like it's...
There's an account in retail sales?
Well, an office with retail sales.
An office with retail sales.
He sells in tax.
Well, I think it might be
a couple bottles of water, you know.
Might be okay. Well, he does sell his service. And I don't think there's any wholesale or retail involved, but I guess there could be.
At least it's an office, not some kind of a retail business.
Yeah,
or
right.
Some other kind.
Yeah, it's an office, yeah. I don't have, I'm all right.
And it's not like going from, a contractor to a car repair shop like we have on Route 9.
You might have a conflict.
Huh?
Oh, that's right, yeah, yeah. Well, anyway.
Too many ideas.
Mr. Smith, I think there's probably ample interpretive room to suggest that the use is basically for the office is basically the same as was intended.
Mr. Chairman, regarding conditional use number 1536, my motion is that the determination of this commission be that the conditional use is compatible with the office and the warehousing for a bottled water company.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that the commission has determined that the use of the office for an accounting does not differ substantially from the use intended by the conditional use and that no further action would be needed. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carry that.